1-800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site totally free, and if you like the show, there's different ways to support the program. We'll tell you about that here in a little bit. 800-259-9231 is the way to get on the air with your thoughts, whatever's on your mind. We go straight to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Greg, who's listening in Sarasota. He got on to the very last part of the last hour, so I wanted to make sure I had a chance to get his thoughts out there. Greg, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, Mark, Ian, I appreciate your show a lot. I enjoy it. I don't understand the how we're in 131 countries in the world.
But we aren't. You and I are here in America.
Right.
And you mean the government.
Right.
Yeah.
But we can't secure our own borders. I mean, that's exactly the essence of what you guys are describing.
I guess it speaks to the fact that the government is an inefficient organization and usually bad at taking care of whatever it takes care of. Traditionally, governments have had monopolies on things like borders and wars and militaries and things like that. And monopolies don't tend to breed efficiency. They don't intend to breed cost integrity. They don't intend to breed lots of things that people expect.
Right, right. And you know, the arguments that, you know, that they're protecting our freedom, you know, I have a lot of respect for the military personnel and their intentions and reasons for serving. But,
agreed.
You know, if you're telling me that the Iraq war was protecting me, I just don't think so. I mean, I don't know, you know, if anyone could ever convince me that that campaign was really worth it.
Yeah, I tend to feel the same way. If the government would have said, "Oh man, we expected to find nuclear, stuff here, and we didn't," but then they began to spin because politics is about being right all the time, and you know that's when I fell off the Republican bandwagon. I can assure you that was the end of the story for me.
Right, and you know you hear on radio now that a lot of people are trumpeting Iran, and now we need to undertake a campaign against them. It's just, you know, I don't know. I certainly don't think that's the right way to go.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, you hear it on the radio, and you almost heard the exact same lead-up for the Iraq campaign.
Sure. It's the constant war drumbeat coming from the people that are either just completely brainwashed into being warmongers, and I probably would have, you know, felt the same way when I was younger. They're either that or they have an interest. You know, they've got some sort of an iron in the fire when it comes to the military-industrial complex, that they understand that the more the U.S. military is going around the world engaging in war behavior, dropping bombs and exploding other things and shooting guns and, you know, using equipment, that they'll need to order more of them from their industrial suppliers and therefore continue on extracting money and wealth from the productive members of society like you and I.
But what you mean there is when something goes boom, it's not useful any longer.
Yeah.
Whereas when you build a car, you can drive it for 20 years.
You provide a product or service in the marketplace. You're doing that on a consensual basis, and you're providing real value. Both sides are benefiting from that. It's a win-win situation. Whereas with the military, we're all being stolen from or extorted from in order to support killing and destruction. I mean, it just can't get more destructive than that. And Greg, thank you for the call tonight. I'm going to actually put you on hold here and get the board up to give you some details on how you can listen during the week down in Sarasota, because it is popular, possible. Otherwise, you can always do it online at freetalklive.com at 800-259-9231. Oh, and the one thing I would disagree with Greg on, just kind of after the fact, we didn't really touch too heavily on it, Mark, is the idea that the U.S. government should be securing the borders in any way, shape, or form. In order to do that, you'd have to have a police state. And I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound like the kind of place that I want to live. If people are coming here that are undesirable, it is likely because there's a welfare state in place. And if there weren't a violent monopoly welfare state that steals money and extorts money from people in order to give it to people it deems politically acceptable for it, then you wouldn't have the same types of undesirables coming here. You'd have people coming here to make a better life for themselves.
The immigration problem is almost entirely government created. I mean, who would argue with immigrants coming here working hard and building a better life for themselves?
Only a bigot.
Well, I suppose. I don't know. I don't know that you can claim that. I mean,
well, you asked who would argue it.
No. You said only a bigot. A protectionist would argue otherwise. A person that would say, they're stealing our jobs.
That's true.
So that's
But those same people that are protectionists in that way, Mark, are not protectionists against American kids, right?
So they're inconsistent in their application of their protectionism, it's no doubt. And the application of their protectionism could be viewed by somebody as a racist statement. But, you know, it doesn't help when you call somebody who doesn't consider themselves to be a racist.
You made a good point. Let's talk to Mark listening in St. Pete to WFLA. Hello, Mark. Mark in St. Petersburg, Florida, listening to WFLA, going once. Mark, going twice. Let's move on and talk to Tim, listening to WKCT in Kentucky. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Tim? I don't know who we have here. Who is this? Just say hello. Say hello and say your name. This is going well. 800-259-9231. I don't know who's next. Let's try a different Mark.
Board up. Send somebody up.
There's a second Mark here. This is another Mark calling from Florida listening to WFLA. Do we have this Mark? Mark?
Hello.
Hey, is this Mark?
This is Josie.
Josie. Well, hello, Josie. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, man. I haven't heard your guys' show before, but
sorry for the shock.
Cheers. I'm a big fan of Neil Bortz, and I've pretty much in the past year, actually, kind of converted from, you know, Republicanism to the liberal,
libertarian.
Wash my mouth out with soap here. Libertarian bandwagon here.
If you're a Neil Bortz fan, I'd say that you've got a little ways to go. I was a big Neil Bortz fan, but I think that to some extent he served in Ronald Reagan or George Bush Sr.'s administration to some extent. To some extent, Bortz is still a Republican.
Okay.
But,
well,
just let you know.
That being said, a little background on me. I've been in the military since...
Hello? I don't know what's going on.
Helicopters.
Okay. I'm sorry. You cut out there for about 5 seconds. You were in the military. Go ahead.
Yeah. I joined in 98. I'm a reservist now. I got out last November. I joined out of patriotism, and this is what I felt in my heart. It was just... I joined because I wanted to serve my country. I didn't join to kill anybody because my parents are missionaries. I lived in Mexico as a kid. My parents are you know, involved in the church, so am I. I was in an elite special operations unit out of northern Florida for the Air Force. And I've shot back in anger once ever, and it was because somebody shot two missiles at me. You know, we were there on a humanitarian mission every single night, and I've a little over a year in country.
Josie, can I interject just real quick? I'd like to say that I think that it's important to distinguish between sort of the actions of the military and then the actions of individual military men. If I was on the ground with an M16 in my hand and I had to deal with shots coming in, you can believe that I would consider those shots to be aggressive force and I would react accordingly. I would not consider myself to be the attacker or whatever. I would have to deal with that situation as it was. What we're talking about is military policy. We're not trying to vilify individual military men.
Hello?
Did you lose him again?
Josie? Well, apparently there's some problems with the phone system over at the network, and I apologize to Josie. I don't know if we've lost his call. Somebody's there. Hello?
For the rest
Josie?
Hello.
Hey, okay. There he is.
You're back.
Sorry,
hey,
man.
Hey, I was trying to give you a little backlog on me, but the fact is that when you're there, you're there to protect yourself and your buddies. You
agreed.
Forget about policy altogether.
Agreed.
Policy goes out the freaking window, you know
agreed.
What I'm saying?
I would say that ideally you shouldn't have gone in the first place, though.
These things initially.
Those are the troops that I support, the ones that have that made the right decision to say this is wrong and I will not participate in it.
But what I think it's important is to convince those folks, and it's not convincing to us to say that, you know, what you shouldn't have gone, because both you and I, Ian, considered joining the military in our lives.
And it would have been wrong for me to do that.
But the deal is that, you know, we've come so far and in some ways strayed so far away from the Founding Fathers.
Josie, hold that thought. We're going to bring it back here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything at 800-259-9231. You can go to our website, enjoy the features there for free at freetalklive.com, including our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact because our chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. It's free. That's cam.freetalklive.com, brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, at up to 99% off of list price. That's right, 99% up to 99% off of list price. Some of them aren't 99%, but some of them are. I've gone to the website at memorydealers.com, and I've looked myself. You can. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, so we're going to continue with your calls. Josie was on the line. We had some phone trouble, and I wanted to make sure he got out his thoughts. Josie, are you still with us there in Tampa?
I'm still with you, brother.
All right, go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Yes, sir. What I was getting at before the break was I was kind of trying to allude to how the battles and wars were fought, you know, when George Washington was the general of our army, and, you know, when the freedom of our country was at stake, those wars were fought with all pure intention to make us free from our English overlords, pretty much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree that a lot of the policy that is happening now, and a lot of policy that is made, is due to funding from big business and from, you know, people with ulterior motives. And I do believe that our military is being used and abused pretty much indiscriminately now. Current administration is the biggest point in my book.
Well, they're just following suit. I mean, the Obama administration is just kind of following suit to what Bush did before him, and he was, you know, also building on what Clinton did. I mean, it's been one piece after another, leading to a bigger and bigger, more intrusive and oppressive government.
And it's just stemmed from more personal and dealings with, you know, between government and different personalities, pretty much. But you know, I held up my right hand and I swore that I would, you know, protect my country from enemies, foreign and domestic. And
the domestic ones won, just so you know.
I know, and that's the scary part.
Yeah, I mean, if the military was actually protecting us, the little people, from domestic enemies, then they would be, you know, protecting us from the government. But that's certainly not happening. And I thank you for the call, Josie. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. Let's continue with Victor, listening in Tampa, also to WFLA. Hello, Victor. Victor in Tampa, going once.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, Victor, we got you. Go ahead.
I wanted to say what I think the worst part of the military-industrial complex in these wars, that everybody across the board, no matter what state you are, no matter where you're coming from, that people are missing the danger that we have outstripped our ability to handle the scientific monsters that are coming out of these labs, both biologically and robotically.
What are you talking about? What monsters are you? To what monsters are you referring?
The weapon systems that have been advanced in the last 10 years with the combined movement they call transhumanism, when they're combining genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, computer power, nanotechnology, they have designed weapons that literally equal Terminator, biological monsters combined.
Well, I don't know if we're there yet.
I haven't seen the Terminator yet, but what would you do about somebody who's...
Can we pot him down, board up? That's an awful noise there.
Yeah,
just keep them potted down, please.
What would you do to stop people from creating, say, artificial hearts and stuff? Because I think that those would fit into this sort of cyborg thing that you're talking about.
Well, I don't know what I would do to stop these double-edged swords, but as we're not playing in a sandbox anymore as kids, and as everybody knows, any technology that comes along new in the pipeline, they use for military. But what I'm saying, if you do your research, they've got things you couldn't even imagine that they're ready to unleash. And it's not just our government. It's all governments across the world.
There's no doubt that there are... Thank you for the call, Victor. I appreciate it. There's no doubt that the government people are working on having more robotics designed. They certainly have unmanned aircraft, and obviously they would like to have the super soldier. They would like, ideally, to have some sort of a robot killer. some robot cyborg killer. I mean, I don't doubt that at all. I share his concerns.
It's probably cheaper to produce than all the PTSD counseling they have to do for the average human that they send out there.
So I share those concerns, and I think the only way that will ever be stopped, that process would ever be stopped, is to eliminate the idea of governments. I mean, to eliminate the idea of coercive, monopolistic, violent, aggressive governments from people's minds.
If governments stopped using coercion and violence and aggression to solve their problems, then I don't think that
would be a successful elimination of the idea of coercive governments, Mark. So in order to get to that future where robots will, you know, be helpful to us and augmentation, kind of genetic augmentation, combining our bodies with technology, which is inevitable. I mean, these things are coming. We were just talking about the singularity off the air earlier tonight, Mark, you and I.
I'm excited about it. I for one, welcome my new robot body.
Me too. I like the ideas. I think they're very exciting and very cool. And like I say, they're coming. So it's imperative, I think, that we have to get rid of the idea, this barbaric, ancient, decrepit idea that governments, these violent organizations, these monopolistic groups, criminal organizations are somehow necessary to human survival. In fact, they are contrary to human survival, as governments in the 20th century alone were responsible, I believe, for killing more people than various different diseases and things like that.
Yeah, I want to make sure that this is incredibly clear. When you look at the last century, actually the last century of human activity, there has been one of the more peaceful centuries in human activity. So that's a good thing. But when you look at those during that century, government killed, and its actions killed more people than any disease you can name, more than heart disease, more than cars, more than cigarettes, more than malaria, more than any of these things. They were killed by governments, either by their own government, by another government, by the actions of their government causing some kind of famine. All those, if you combine them all together, government was the largest killer of humans in the last century, which was a relatively peaceful century, believe it or not.
So I would say the only way to avoid a Terminator future is to get rid of the idea of the coercive monopoly government. 800-259-9231. We're going to continue here. Anthony's in Eureka listening to KGOE on the West Coast in California. Hello, Anthony. Anthony in Eureka.
I appreciate your truth-telling.
Thanks. Well, we try our best. I can't guarantee everything's the truth, but it's our best understanding. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I think these theocrats and militarists are mythopaths.
What's that?
They are characterized by mythopathy. They believe in myth.
I want you to expound a little more in a moment here. We'll bring Anthony back. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Still a half hour remains, so plenty of time for your thoughts. 800-259-9231. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
I drink Emergen-C to help me get through my busy day.
A busy day, huh? Why, I imagine with all those B and C vitamins, you bought groceries, mowed the lawn, organized a celebrity charity event, and discovered a natural alternative to synthetic rubber, making everything from tires to bouncy castles indestructible. Am I right?
Well, I clean the whole garage and prune the hedges.
Incredible. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other Europac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MYTV. 1-877-814-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MYTV. 1-877-814-MYTV.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Yeah. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. We've got listening options. You can get tuned in via our broadband or dial-up streams. You will hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live airing around the clock on those streams. There's also our webcam and listen lines that actually allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to the show that way. Plus, we've got a direct free-to-air, rather, satellite channel in 93 radio stations on AM and FM across the country that allow you to listen at various times throughout the week. So get the details on how to tune in over at listen.freetalklive.com. Now, if you are somebody who appreciates the ideas of individual liberty, then you need to know about the Free State Project. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this amazing movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all moving to the same place and getting active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. A great opportunity to come up and check out New Hampshire, which is the destination for the Free State Project, is the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011, and it's happening June 20th through the 26th. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. You'll learn more about this awesome week-long camping event that'll be held at Rogers Campground, same place as last year, in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's incredible. Scenic. It's an amazing property to be on, but even more than that, it's amazing to be around hundreds of other like-minded people, people that get what liberty really means. And you'll experience everything from live performers to family fun to agorism in action. Porkfest has something for everyone who loves freedom. So go to porkfest.com, get registered, and use our discount code to save 20%. Our code is FreeTalkLive. Now, that's run together as all one word. FreeTalkLive is the discount code. 20% you'll save at porkfest.com. As we continue here, you can take control. Anthony, listening in Eureka, you were telling us What was the term he used, Mark? I don't recall.
Mythological? I don't know.
What was the term you were telling us about, Anthony? I should have taken a note, but I didn't. Anthony in Eureka, listening in California. Anthony, are you still there?
Mythopathy. Can you hear me?
Mythopathy. Yes. Go ahead, sir.
So psychiatrists say they believe in myths. And no less an esteemed president as Thomas Jefferson said, I hold eternal enmity against those theocrats who corrupt the mind of man. And Major General Smedley Butler, in his 1935 book, said, raw war is a racket.
Yeah, I'd like to point out before anybody says, it's just one general, he won two medals of honor.
True, that's right. That's right. Now, personally, I agree with Dylan, friends. I don't know about you, but it's life and life only. I don't respect life, the human species, the world, existence, or the establishment. I'm on a birth strike, a birth boycott. Happy Valentine's Day. What do you think?
What does that mean, a birth boycott?
I don't know. I don't understand Dylan either, so I'm glad I don't understand you.
Don't bring any more births onto the planet.
Wait, I'm sorry, say again?
Don't bring any more births onto this aberrational, dysfunctional, pathological...
Well, you will be happy to know that I have a vasectomy.
Well, I do too now.
As a man after my own heart.
Thank you,
Anthony,
for the call. I appreciate hearing from you all. 800-259-9231.
I kind of think the good people should have kids, though. You know, like, because there's a lot of people that aren't...
Why not adopt? There's a lot of kids out there.
Prepared for... Yeah, that much is true.
Yeah. So I would agree with Anthony on that one. I would never use violence to stop someone from having a child. I would never do anything to try to stop somebody from, you know, actually going about doing that. But I support generally the idea of why bother having kids? There's plenty of them out there that need to be adopted, and you can help save somebody from an awful, you know, possibly awful life in an orphanage or in a foster family or something like that. 1-800-259-9231. This SACL CAI toll free line. You take control. Let's talk to John, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, I think. Are you in South Carolina, John? John? In Charleston? Do we have John in Charleston? I don't know. There's apparently phone problems at the network, so again, I apologize.
This is Justin in Moultrie.
Justin in Moultrie, Georgia?
We'll take it there.
Yeah, I just guessed that you may be there because, I don't know, there was a little beep on the line, and I thought, well, it might be me that he's asking about. Yeah, Justin in South Georgia.
All right,
Justin. I have a question for both of you guys.
Go ahead.
I like libertarian ideas. I like a lot of your ideas. But since, we're talking about the United States here is what we can affect, what would you propose to do in the short term, like over the next decade or so, about other governments like Iran that have extreme ideas that would like to see all of us and the nation of Israel be killed?
Well, okay,
how would you propose to deal with that if we don't have a strong military, a weapon systems, whatever? Just in the short term. I like the idea long term, but how in the next 10 years or so?
Okay, I'll take that. I usually do foreign policy questions. And I'm not going to say that I'm the premier guy in the world on foreign policy, but I would say that Israel can handle itself. They are real good at handling defense over there. The 1968 war that lasted 3 days or whatever it was, they took on Egypt, Jordan, you know, several of the countries there attacked at the same time, and they defended themselves, and they did it handily. Israel doesn't really need the United States to protect them, and you can see why it may upset some of the nations around the world. The United States does support Israel with foreign aid and all these other things. I don't think the United States should be giving foreign aid to any government, Israel included, and then that would solve that little problem. Another thing that is to take all the troops out of all the foreign nations, the 131 nations of, I think it's 190 UN nations, so the majority of nations in the world the United States has bases in, take them all out, return them to the United States, and then issue an apology. You say, hey, world, we're really sorry, we got too big for our britches. We thought that it was a good idea. We were trying to spread the ideas of freedom and democracy, and I think that we got out of whack, and we're sorry. And I really do think that that would just stop in the tracks, because an apology is an amazingly powerful thing. And that would stop in the tracks anybody who said, let's go kill them Americans for what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm not sure that an apology is going to deter the type of people that will kill themselves in order to kill innocent people in a restaurant.
Well, let's take a look
at
something, though. I mean, you're talking about the next 10 years. Let's look at the last 10 years. How many times has somebody come to this country or already been in this country with this so-called Islamic belief system that has actually, you know, set off a bomb? Let's exclude 9/11.
Sure.
Beyond 9/11, since September 12th of 2001, how many instances of terrorism that you're describing have there been?
There's been none as far as bombs. Of course, you had the Fort Hood shootings, but you have to consider that we did spend a lot of money in order to prevent that from happening. And as far as Israel
goes, without our
$3 billion a year, I don't think they'd be quite as, you know,
I think that let's take a look at reality, okay? I know the government wants to paint this picture that they're out there and their agents are monitoring every phone call and that they're checking every lead and that they're out there busting up terrorist rings all left and right. But from what we've seen, whenever the government comes forth with this so-called success story that, we've stopped this man in Portland from setting off this bomb. They're exactly right. Every time the federal government essentially ginned that up, it never would have existed hadn't it been for their agents actually creating that in the first place. So they're creating this false illusion that they're actually out there preventing terrorism. They're not stopping anybody who actually wants to set off a bomb. There's
not really much you can do about the Jared Loughners of the world that don't care if they die.
Right. There's nothing stopping.
What about the Ayatollah Khomeini's that would, for religious reasons, like to see us all killed, reasons of, the Americans tried to, you know, assassinate me one time. So I think it's religious reasons that drive a lot of the extreme Islamists. And so,
I think to some extent, but I think that the United States, with its foreign policy, drives people into the arms of those folks. And if you discontinue driving people into their arms, they're going to have fewer people that are willing to kill themselves in order to come after the United States. And you'll notice that they find that they've got other places to blow up, too. And if the United States remains neutral, then they're going to go after those other places that they find to be bigger threats to them in their life.
So even today, with all of the U.S. meddling, there's still very, very few instances of real U.S.-based terror to point to. And so ending the meddling would go a long way to making us even safer here. And beyond that, the only excuse you would really have to continue this is the fear, this kind of idea that something might happen if we didn't have the government around. But look at all the violence the government does against human beings in this country. They're the people that we have to fear. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Thanks.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Moments remain. Probably not enough time for your call if you make it now, so we're just going to take the folks that are waiting patiently. If we can get them on here shortly, we will do so. Of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com to join the conversation online. Various different interactive ways for you to get interactive with the show and the listeners there at freetalklive.com. In fact, if you want to support the show, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We will take that $3 in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with, well, PayPal or any major credit card, actually, through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard directly on our site. We've got all those options for you there, and you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and more. Get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, taking your phone calls about what you want, I think we've got Dan listening in Charleston to WSC. Dan, are you with us? Dan? Hey, is this Dan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Dan, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I gotta totally agree with you. I'm a member of the military service, and I totally agree that we should get out of foreign nations. Except I think that if a foreign nation has a fair and popular election, that if they want to become a new state, I totally feel that exporting statehood should be something that the United States should be doing.
When you say that, what do you mean, exporting statehood?
Freedom through statehood. If Nigeria decides that they have a popular election and 90% of Nigeria wants to become the state of Nigeria, we should export our constitution.
You mean like the 51st state of Nigeria, like they would be joining the U.S.?
That is correct.
Well, I guess I have this question for you. What about if, say, one guy has a piece of land in Nigeria and he just wants to secede his piece of land? Do you think we should send the United States military in to help that crazy guy out?
Well, there's some law in the 1800s that I've been looking for it. I can't find it again. I found it once. I can't find it again. It's a law that governs. It needs to be a certain amount of land mass, certain amount of people, and a certain percentage of the votes. Just how.
Okay, so somebody wrote down some crap in the 1800s that somehow carries some validity in your mind?
No, it was a good outline, like the Republic of Texas.
Uh-huh.
Was a sovereign nation before they became the state of Texas.
And had a lot of financial problems, yeah.
Correct.
You know, it's an interesting thing what you're suggesting. I can't say anybody's ever called to suggest that before. I mean, I suppose if you believe in the idea of democracy, and I don't, I believe it's two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. But if you do believe in the ideas of democracy, what you say then does make sense that the Nigerians should be able to democratically choose to join the United States as another state. I mean, that makes sense. But I support decentralization.
I think an easier thing to do is to make immigration policy significantly more lenient, or destroy the immigration service entirely because it's just so bureaucratic and Byzantine.
And let them come here.
And just let Nigerians come over here, learn the language, and support their families.
I agree. Well, the first thing we need to do is eliminate the 16th Amendment. Income tax is outrageous and, I believe, illegal.
That would be a good step. I would agree with you on that one. But I support decentralization in general. And so I guess my question for you is, you know, as a military guy, you know, how would you feel if, you know, like New Hampshire decided to, voted to secede from the United States? Would you, if you were ordered to roll a tank into New Hampshire and occupy New Hampshire on behalf of the federal government to try to keep them in, would you go along with that?
I don't believe so. I don't believe that's even relevant because I don't feel that at this time any nation, any state would succeed. But if they did, then, I mean, I might be.
Well, the Texas governor was...
Inclined to join them.
You'd be inclined to join. So you support secession then?
I'd rather see us in Afghanistan after they became a state rather than a foreign occupation army. Does that make sense?
I see where you're coming from, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I think secession is entirely relevant today. It is an idea that time has come.
In 2009, the Texas governor was talking about secession in real life.
He didn't mean it, though.
Well, whatever. It doesn't matter whether he means
he's
it.
Just he's pandering.
The guy said it was not viable, so, you know, I think it...
It's a conversation that needs to be had. It's a topic that needs to come up, that needs to be discussed at family dinners. It needs to be discussed at group functions. It needs to be discussed at churches. People need to start talking about the idea of secession again, because who really needs this federal government anyway? I mean, even if you are somebody who supports war and having a military, go have your own little state military. You can have one to defend your state. 800-259-9231 is the number. We continue here and talk to David, listening to WGMD-FM in Maryland. David, you're on Free Talk Live. David? Listening in Georgia.
I'm in Delaware.
I apologize,
Georgetown,
David.
Georgetown, Delaware. Good. Two quick comments, please.
Go ahead, sir.
And please don't interrupt me, please. I think both
depends.
Of you are
depends
both
on what you say. Go ahead.
Liberal, erudite anarchists who have publicly proclaimed that you both have deliberately broken laws and found yourself in jail.
No,
the
Mark
second thing is neither of you have any respect for the core values of American society.
What are those?
And the rule of law.
What are the core values?
The core values are very, very simple.
Great.
Liberty, mm-hmm. independence, freedom, and respect for the law.
Mm-hmm. I like the first three.
Thank
and I think,
you.
I think that the ideas of the rule of law is fallacious, because I think you know as well as I do that when cops pull over cops, they don't give them tickets, generally. So you understand that it's, in fact, not a rule of law, but a rule
of
man.
If a person breaks the law, they need to go through the consequences of what they've done to break the law.
No, it doesn't happen.
And both of you have deliberately and publicly spoken that you have deliberately broken the law and found yourselves in jail. Why
I haven't
have
deliberately
both,
broken the law and found myself in jail as a result.
That?
I think that's important to point out. I have not deliberately broken the law and found myself in jail as a result of some kind of civil disobedience.
I have done that. And I'm proud to do it because I believe in liberty. The first three things that you said, was it liberty, independence, what was the other one?
Freedom.
Freedom. I believe in those things so firmly that I'm willing to violate laws that violate liberty.
I understand that, but you cannot violate the law.
But what if the law violates liberty?
Society.
But, sir, what if the law violates liberty?
It is the law.
Then you're putting the law ahead of liberty, aren't you?
No, sir, I am not.
How can you do that?
If you disagree with the law, then you need to go in front of a judge, a person who you called about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, a man in black robes.
Yeah, that's right.
The judge will be the deciding factor in that. And
I have
if
done
you
that.
Have any problem
wait, just a second.
Appeal that decision.
Right, I've done that, and the judge says, that's a political conversation. I'm here to decide whether or not you broke the law. So the judge doesn't want to hear about your philosophy as to whether or not the law violates liberty. The judge,
the judge is there to enforce it. The judge interprets the law.
Let's just put
period.
This. Let me make sure I'm clear on this. So you put the law, whatever it says, ahead of individual liberty and freedom, correct?
I understand what I need to do in order to abide by the law.
You did not answer my question.
Me too.
So do you put the law written by men ahead of individual liberty and freedom?
If that is the law in the city or the town or the state in which I live, I must obey the law.
So those blacks should have just gotten to the back of the bus, and those Jews should have gotten right on those train cars then, right? It was the law.
You're changing the subject.
No, sir. That's exactly
the
point.
You're changing the subject.
Nope. No, it's not. It's exactly the point. The point is that laws often will violate liberty, and there are some extreme circumstances. It's easy to show the extreme circumstances.
Well, then you can go to the courts. Just as the civil rights
right.
movement
you don't
did,
really help them
which
out, huh?
you referred to in the 60s.
How did the courts help the Jews?
How did the courts help the Jews?
Yeah.
They did not do that in mm-hmm. Germany. No, sir, they did not.
Them.
They did
How did
not.
The courts help out with the civil rights movement?
How did the courts help the Indians is what I want to know.
You're saying that Martin Luther King and his friends should have just begged the courts for relief? That doesn't work. They had to get out in the streets, man.
They did that
Did the
finally.
Courts help the Egyptians?
They did that finally.
Did the courts
that.
Help the Egyptians? Are the courts helping
Don't
the Algerians
the
right
subject.
Now?
Don't change
no, sir,
the subject.
No, sir, I'm not
please.
Changing the subject. We are
please.
Talking about what you said as these
but
American
you were
values.
Talking about, you were talking about deliberate disobedience of laws.
I agree.
Okay?
Yes, I think that's important.
Civil rights has nothing to do with what both of you did was violate laws regarding
and
drug
I'm
use
proud
and
of it. Thank you
like
for the
that.
Call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you because it has been said by people like Gandhi and Martin Luther King, people who understand what civil disobedience is, that it is the obligation of liberty-loving people to disobey bad laws. It's the obligation. If you care about individual freedom, sure, go through the courts, go through the legislative process, do all that, but also make it clear that these things are wrong and stand up for your freedom instead of just begging like a pathetic serf. We're done for tonight. Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night for the Sunday edition online only at freetalklive.com. And we'll be back Monday. See you online at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.